弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几处经文。
Let us first read some passages.
第一处经文我们要读的是在出埃及记第三章十二节。
First is Exodus chapter 3 verse 12.
出埃及记第三章第十二节。
Exodus 3:12.
翻到了之后我们先读英文，然后我们的弟兄带我们一起来读英文。先读中文，然后读英文。
We'll first read in Chinese, then English.
出埃及记第三章十二节，神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”
And he said, "Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain."
第二处经文我们要读的是在马可福音第十章四十五节。
Next is Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
Mark 10 章45节。
Mark 10:45.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
然后我们再读约翰福音第十章第十节。
Next is John chapter 10 verse 10.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我们最后一处经文要读彼得前书第四章第十节。
The last passage is 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前书四章十节。
1 Peter 4:10.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
我们再一同有点祷告。
We'll have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
因为你赐给我们的生命，并且要我们得的更丰盛。
Because you have given us life and want us to have it abundantly.
你不但把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，并且要把我们建造在你的身体上。
Not only have you saved us from sin, but you want to build us into your body.
今天早晨我们一同来到你的面前，仰望你的怜悯。
This morning we come before you and look for your grace.
仰望你对我们的心说话。
And we look that you will speak to our hearts.
让亲自用圣灵帮助我们解开你的话语。
May you, through the Holy Spirit, open your word to us.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹从最年幼的到最年长的，我们一同在你面前得建造。
So that from the youngest to the eldest here, we can be built up through you.
我们也把我们这些软弱的器皿交托在你的手中。
And we also commit these weak vessels into your hands.
愿你使用我们，借着我们能够把你的心意表达出来。
May you use us to express your heart's desire.
愿你在这一切的事情上得到你当得的荣耀和敬拜。
And may you receive the proper glory and honor.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in our precious Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们非常感谢神，上一个主日我们的两位弟兄为我们做了非常好的交通。
We thank the Lord for the sharing of our two brothers last Sunday.
是关乎到基督徒生活两个非常重要非常基础的两个方面。
They shared on two very fundamental and important aspects of the Christian life.
就是读经和祷告。
And that is Bible reading and prayer.
今天我们两位弟兄要继续上一次的交通到关于基督徒生活两个另外非常重要的方面。
And today we will continue and share on two other important aspects of the Christian life.
那就是侍奉生活和身体的生活。
And that is the life of service and the body life.
我们相信这些交通呢 是一个交通是一个继续
And we believe that these sharings are a continuation
是一个基督徒生活的四个方面不是四个 分立的交通
There are four aspects of the Christian life They are not four separate parts
因为神他不仅给我们生命
Because God not only gave us life
他要让我们这个生命得得更丰盛
But he wants us to have it abundantly
我的责任是交通到侍奉的生活。
My responsibility here is to share on the service life.
我实在是愿意这个是成为我们彼此之间的一些共勉。
And I hope that this can be a mutual encouragement between us.
是一个共同的学习。
And mutual learning.
我们知道我们的基督徒的生命要长大。
We know that we need to grow in our Christian life.
救恩的基本的目的是把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
And salvation most basically is to save us from sin and death.
但是神并没有停在那里。
But God did not stop there.
当神把我们从这个世界当中，从我们自己当中拯救出来的时候。
When God saved us with this from the world.
他有一个更高的目的。
He had a higher purpose.
他就是要把我们磨成他自己的形象。
That was to mold us into his image.
要把我们建立在他的身体之上。
And to build us into his body.
所以我们每位弟兄姐妹都是主耶稣身上的肢体。
And so each one of us is a member of Christ's body.
他是教会的头。
And he is the head of the church.
我们要一同来荣耀他。
And we are to glorify him together.
也在这个过程当中
And in this process,
我们一同得到更丰盛的生命。
We will gain abundant life.
神的工作是非常奇妙的。
God's work is very miraculous.
他是把一个顽石变成一个活石。
He is changing a stubborn stone into a living one.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们感觉怎么样，但是我知道，包括我自己，许多弟兄姐妹们，我们信主之前都是顽石。
I don't know about all brothers and sisters here, but I know for me, I think before we're believers, I was a stubborn stone.
是在神的手中是没有什么用处的。
And it was very useless in God's hands.
神因着他的生命把我们变成活石。
But through God's life, he can change us into a living stone.
但是神的工作并没有停在那里。
But then his work does not stop there.
因为他要继续在我们身上工作。
Because he will continue working in our lives.
要把我们变成宝石。
To turn us into a precious stone.
要一同建造他的灵宫。
And to build his house together.
这个工作也是把我们人的本性改变了。
And this work also changes our nature.
在信主之前我们都是罪人。
Before we were saved, we were sinners.
我们生活在自己的过犯和罪恶当中。
We lived in our sins.
我们生活在无望和没有任何的盼望当中。
We lived in a hopeless place.
但是神要把我们的生命改变。
But God wants to change our lives.
因着信，他把我们变成信徒。
He's changed us into believers.
我们就成了蒙恩的罪人。
And then we are now sinners saved by grace.
但是神也没有他的工作没有停在那里。
But his work is not end there.
他的心愿是让我们每个人都成为门徒。
His desire is that we can all become disciples.
门徒就是要学他主人的样式。
And disciples learn after their master.
我们的主是他在地上怎样生活，我们也要在地上怎样生活。
And how the Lord lived on this earth, we are to live as well.
所以我们就看见神的工作是。是一个非这个救恩是一个非常完全的救恩。
And so we see that the salvation is complete.
他要把顽石变成宝石。
To change a stubborn stone into a precious stone.
要把罪人变成信变成门徒。
And to turn a sinner into a disciple.
要把原来从在神手中根本没有什么用处的人变成能够成为他合用的器皿。
And to turn a useless vessel into one that works.
为着这个救恩的更高的目的。
And for the higher purpose of this salvation,
神在地上给我们基督徒的生活。
God gives us a Christian life on this earth.
我们知道读经就好像吃饭。
We know that reading the Bible is like eating.
祷告好像是呼吸。
And prayer is like breathing.
我们的侍奉就像我们的操练，身体的锻炼。
And our service is like exercise.
这些都是使我们的生命能够在他面前强壮健康。
These all allow our lives to be strong in the Lord.
使我们能够一同被建造在身体之上。
So that we can all be built into this body.
为着神的这个目的。
And for this purpose.
所以他也是给我们侍奉的机会。
God gives us this opportunity to serve.
那么侍奉到底是什么？它的意义是什么呢？
But what is the exact meaning of service?
我们刚才读到的圣经在出埃及记第三章第十二节。
Earlier we read Exodus chapter 3 verse 12.
神那边告诉摩西说，你将这百姓从埃及领出来，是要在这个山上侍奉我。
God said, I will bring you out of Egypt for you to serve me on this mountain.
在旧约的时代，神把以色列人从为奴之家埃及领出来。
In the Old Testament, God brought the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt.
神告诉他们一个明显的目的。
And he gave them a clear goal.
就是要侍奉神。
That is to serve God.
今天神把我们从这个世界当中拯救出来。
Today, God saves us out of this world.
也是为着要侍奉他。
For the purpose of serving him.
侍奉是神救赎的心意之一。
Service is one of God's desires in his salvation.
我们在马可福音第十章第四十五节看到。
We see that in Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
主耶稣基督的生命是服侍人的生命。
God's life, or Jesus' life, is one that serves.
今天我们是他的门徒。
Today we are his disciples.
我们要学他的样式。
We are to learn after his image.
我们在地上的生活也应该是侍奉的生活。
Our life on this earth ought to be also one that is of service.
在这个宇宙当中有一个非常奇妙的思想。
And in this universe, there is this thought.
就是全能的神愿意让我们这些卑微渺小的人与他同工。
And that is, Almighty God is willing to co-work with us people.
因为我们知道我们的神是全有全丰全足的神。
Because we know that our God is all-sufficient and all-abundant.
他不需要我们给他加上什么。
He doesn't need us to add anything.
实际上我们也没有办法给他加什么。
And actually, we aren't able to add anything.
然而为着我们的益处，他愿意使用我们这些卑微渺小的人。
But for our benefit, he is willing to use us, weak people.
他愿意让我们与他同工。
And he's willing to co-work with us.
罗马书第十一章里边告诉我们。
Romans chapter 11 tells us.
在第三十三节和到一直到三十六节。
In verse 33 to 36.
那里边讲到神的知识和丰富是何其的深奥。
Says how deep is God's wisdom and knowledge.
他的判断何其难测。
How unsearchable are his ways.
谁知道主的心呢？
Who knows the heart of God?
谁做过他的谋士呢？
Who has been his counselor?
谁是先给他，让他后来可以偿还呢？
Who has first given to him that it might be paid back?
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，也要归于他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
这位全有全丰全足的神。
This all abundant and all sufficient God,
在地上拣选我们这些卑微软弱的器皿与他同工。
Is willing to use us weak vessels to work with him.
这是宇宙当中最奇妙的一个想法。
This is one of the most miraculous concepts in this universe.
只有我们的神可以这样做。
Only our God can do this.
因为他要借着我们这些卑微渺小的人，显明他的大能。
Because through us weak people, he will manifest his greatness.
侍奉也是让我们经历神的丰富。
And service also allows us to experience God's abundance.
这里边我想举到一个 George Mueller 弟兄的例子。
I want to speak of a brother George Mueller's testimony.
我们知道在基督徒的历史当中，穆勒弟兄是一个非常好的典范。
We know that in our Christian history, the experience and example of our brother Mueller is a good one.
他是信心、爱心和侍奉的典范。
In his faith, and love and caring.
在他的一生当中，他建了五个孤儿院。
In his life, he built 5 orphanages.
他照顾了超过一万个孤儿。
And he cared for over 10,000 orphans.
他也旅行超过了200万英里的路去到处去传神的福音。
Over 2 million miles of travel.
并且在那个时候是在没有飞机的时候。
And this was before the time of airplanes.
所以我们从这些就可以看见我们的弟兄，他是实在是一位侍奉神的人。
And so from these, we see that our brother is one who served the Lord.
但是从他的写作当中，我们就了解到他心意更深的一个层面。
But from his writings, we see a deeper aspect of his life.
因为他说他所建立这些孤儿院，我们平时想到一提到穆勒弟兄，我们就想到这个孤儿院。
Because when we mention George Mueller, we think of his orphanages.
这实在是一个伟大的工作。
And these were very great works.
但是在我们弟兄的心中，他说他建立这孤儿院有三个目的。
But for our brother, he said that he had 3 purposes for building these orphanages.
这三个目的是有次序的。
And there's an order to these 3 goals.
第一个目的是荣耀神。
First goal was to glorify God.
因为他说我们的神是愿意供应的神。
Because he said that our God is willing to supply.
在我们所有信的在他里边都我们都不会落空的。
As long as we believe, we will not be empty-handed.
因为他是一位信实的神。
Because he is a faithful God.
要借着这些服事我们的信心得坚固。
And through service, our faith is strengthened.
所以第一个目的荣耀神。
So the first goal, to glorify God.
第二个目的是让这些孩子们能够得到属灵的帮助。
Second goal is for these orphans to receive spiritual help.
第三个目的才是这些孩子他们在生活上能够得到暂时的帮助。
A third goal is for these orphans to receive this temporary help on this earth.
因为他认识到永恒和暂时之间的关系。
Because Brother Mueller recognized these things that are of the present and of eternity.
今天在时间当中，这一切都是暂时的。
Today in time and place, these are all temporary.
然而在这一切之上，若是我们把它放在神的手中，就有了永恒的价值。
But in these temporary things, if we place them in God's hands, they have eternal value.
所以后来有一位弟兄写到穆勒的回忆录的时候。
And so later, a brother who was writing of George Mueller.
他说如果我们没有看见穆勒弟兄认为对于荣耀神来说，服侍这些孤儿是第二重要的，我们就永远没有办法明白穆勒在建立这些孤儿院上面的爱心。
So this brother said that if George Mueller did not recognize that caring for these children came second to serving God, then we would not be able to fully understand the work of our brother Mueller.
所以穆勒弟兄在他的服事当中完全的依靠神。
And so in our brother's service, he trusted God fully.
因为他要在这些事情上经历神的大能，把荣耀归给神。
Because in all these things, he wanted to experience God's power and glorify him.
他尽全力工作，但是他不相信自己手中的能力。
He worked with all his might, but he did not depend or trust in his own might.
我们知道在圣经里边有一位神忠心的仆人。
And we know that in the Bible, there was a servant who was faithful to God.
就是摩西。
And that is Moses.
摩西，神在摩西身上实在是做了奇妙的工作。
God did a miraculous work in Moses' life.
他头40年是在埃及的宫殿里面长大。
He grew up, spent his first 40 years in the palaces of Egypt.
后来40年在米甸的旷野里面牧养。
And then spent another 40 years in the wilderness as a shepherd.
好像他的生命在牧羊的过程当中是没有人知道的。
And it seems like his life during those 40 years in the wilderness, no one knows what happened.
但是神在暗中准备他。
But God was preparing him there.
所以当神把他这位仆人准备好的时候。
And so once God was ready with his preparation.
他要叫摩西这位米甸的牧羊人进到法老的宫殿里边。
He wanted Moses, this shepherd, to go back to Pharaoh's palace.
要到去那当时世界上最强大帝国的君王面前把200多万以色列人从埃及领出来。
And in front of the most powerful ruler of those times to lead 2 million Israelites out of Egypt.
这是一个大的服事。
This is a great service.
在这个服事之前，他要让他的仆人看见一个异象。
But before this, he wanted his servant to see a vision.
就是记载在出埃及记第三章第一到第四节。
And that is recorded in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
有一天，当摩西带着羊群来到何烈山。
One day as Moses led his flock to Mount Horeb,
突然间他看见那边有一个荆棘。
He saw a bush.
这个荆棘燃烧起来。
And it started burning.
但是奇妙的是这个荆棘并没有被烧毁。
But amazingly, this bush was not consumed.
所以摩西就到前面要看这个异象。
And so Moses went further to look at it.
神就对他说话。
And there God spoke to him.
并且把这个带领以色列人要出埃及过红海40年在旷野中的服事交给了摩西。
And he entrusted this journey of bringing the Israelites out into Canaan into Moses' hands.
但是他必须看见，他不过是神手中的荆棘，是瓦器。
But Moses had to recognize that he was.Not just he was only a vessel in God's hands.
否则他没有办法在这个40年中来服侍神。
Otherwise, he would not have been able to serve God in those 40 years.
因为这个荆棘不是神所要用的材料。
Because this bush was not the material God wanted to use.
不是燃烧所用的材料。
It was not one that was for burning.
乃是仅仅是一个器皿，要带出神的荣耀来。
But rather, the bush was a vessel.To bring out the glory of God.
如果这个荆棘要是作为材料燃烧，很快就烧掉，也许会发出一点点的光。
If this bush was to be used for burning, it would be consumed and may give out some light.
但是是神的灵借着这些卑微的器皿来工作。
But it is through God's Spirit that He can use these lowly vessels.
所以今天我们也必须认识到。
And so today we ought to recognize
在我们的服事当中
that in our service
不是靠自己的势力和才能
it is not based on our own abilities and strength
乃是要靠着神运行在我们里边的大能大力才能成就事情
but through the promises that God has given us
如果靠着我们很快我们就会被烧尽
because if it was based on our own strength we would be consumed quickly
但是若是我们里边借着神的力量我们的生命就可以在他手中被用。
But if we allow God's might to work through us, then we can be useful in His hands.
侍奉的目的是让我们能在这些事情上来经历神的大能和信实。
So the purpose of these services is to experience God's might and His faithfulness.
并且在这一切的事情上，让神得着荣耀。
And in all these things, for God to be glorified.
只有这个明确的认识。我们的侍奉才能在神面前算得上数。
And only if we can understand these clearly can our service be of value in God's eyes.
否则就是我们人的本性，我们不知不觉的就开始依靠自己了。
Otherwise, based on our own abilities, we start to depend on ourselves.
我们不知不觉的就开始把荣耀归给人。
And unknowingly, we give the glory to other people.
我们不过是他手中的器皿。
We are not but a vessel in God's hands.
我们不过是运河。
A channel.
今天早晨林环弟兄带领我们唱了这首诗歌我们不过是他的运河。
And today, Brother Huan, led us in the song that we are channels only.
这首诗歌也是实际上这几天呢在我心中一直感动的一首诗歌。
This was also a hymn that had been on my heart these past few days.
但是昨天弟兄打电话问我说有没有什么感动诗歌的时候因为当时我们在聚会我就把这诗歌的那个忘了。
Yesterday when my brother called to ask if there are any hymns I would like to sing, I momentarily forgot about this hymn.
所以我就说你来帮我选一首好了。
And so I had him, I asked him to just choose a few.
感谢主今天我们弟兄呢也我们在一个灵里边服侍感谢神就选了这首诗歌。
And we thank the Lord that we're serving in one spirit and he led us with this song.
这是一首经历的诗歌。
This is a song that has experience.
我们不过是运河。
We are channels only.
服事的另外一个目的是让我们知道这是神赐给神赐给人的荣耀和责任。
Another purpose of service, is that God has given this to us as a responsibility.
彼得前书四章告诉我们说，你们个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服事，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
First Peter chapter 4 tells us that with the gifts God has given us, we are to be good stewards of His manifold witness.
神给了我们这个恩赐，要我们做管家。
God has given us gifts in order to be good stewards.
所以我们在他面前就有一个责任。
So that we have a responsibility before Him.
乔治·穆勒在他的写作当中提到这样一件事情。
In George Mueller's writings, he mentioned something.
他说：“我情愿呢，要以成为神手中的一个。”锤子一把斧子或者一个锯随时被神所使用并且以此为我人生最高的荣誉。
George Mueller said that you know, I would rather be an axe, a saw or a hammer. I forgot the rest.
放在神的手中就可以被神所用。
Oh, to be that in God's hands, that way I can be used by God.
并且以此为我们的荣耀。
And together can be our glory.
所以我们弟兄用他当时那些人最熟悉的语言。
And so in that time, he used the most familiar language of the people.
一个斧子、锤子或者是锯。
Or what was familiar to the people at that time, a hammer, an axe, or a saw.
但是若是放在神的手中。
But if placed in God's hands.
就是他最大的满足，也是他的荣耀。
Then it is His greatest fulfillment and His glory.
我想这也是今天我们来到神面前服侍他的态度。
This ought to be our attitude as we serve before God today.
那么谁应该来服侍神呢？
Who ought to serve God?
彼得前书说是你们都要，大家都要彼此服侍。
First Peter tells us that we ought to all serve one another.
哥林多前书第十二章第七节也告诉我们说，圣灵显在个人身上是要叫人得益处。
In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that the Holy Spirit is upon us to bring, bring benefit to others.
他后边这个人是讲到团体，是为了团体的益处。
And later it speaks of benefit to a group.
所以神把我们聚集在一起，我们应该有一个彼此共赢的心。
And so God brings us together to have a mutual supply.
当我一开始信主的时候，我在这些方面有许多失败。
When I first became a Christian, I had many failures.
那时候我在一个讲英文的聚会里边聚会。
At that time, I was at an English-speaking congregation.
感谢主，那个聚会当中有神非常丰盛的话语。
We thank the Lord that He had abundant words to share at that congregation.
有神真理的亮光被揭开。
And there was the light of God's truth there.
我非常享受。
And I enjoyed it greatly.
在我们那个城市，当时那个城市里边有一个中文的读经班、查经班。
And in that city, there was also a Chinese Bible study.
有一次呢，弟兄姐妹们邀请我们去参加他们的一同的服事。
And one time, the brothers and sisters invited us to go meet with them.
我里边的第一个反应是，哎，我在这个查经班里能得到什么呢？能得到什么供应呢？
My first thought was, what can I gain from this Bible study?
我已经在这个非常有真理亮光的教会里边聚会，为什么还要到这个查经班里去呢？
Because I was already meeting at this very nice fellowship. Why would I want to go to another Bible study?
反映到我们里边的一个心态。
And so it reflected my attitude within.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神给我们每个人恩赐。
So today God gives each one of us gifts.
我们来到教会的时候要想到我们要成为弟兄姐妹们之间彼此的供应。
And so at church we have to think how we can supply our brothers and sisters.
我们不仅仅是得供应。
Not only do we receive,
我们也要成为人的供应。
We also are to supply.
神也要在这些服事上改变我们的性格。
And also through service, God wants to change our character.
我刚开始信主的时候，听到一位弟兄的见证。
When I first became a Christian, I heard a brother's testimony.
他讲到当时那个弟兄是非常年轻的。
At that time, the brother was very young.
这是许多年以前的事情。
And this was many years ago.
那时候他在大学里。
That time he was in college.
他心里边有一个非常重的负担要服事神。
He had a heavy burden to serve God.
但是他没有办法克服自己身上的这个软弱的性格。
But he was unable to overcome his weak will.
他想传福音，但是没有胆量。
He wanted to preach the gospel, but he was afraid.
有一次，就是在佛罗里达，他到海边去。
And once in Florida, he went to the beach.
和许多的朋友一起到海边去。
With many friends.
老远他就看见有一个人坐在轮椅上，在发给别人东西。
From far away, he saw someone in a wheelchair passing a material around.
所以当他走到那个在坐在轮椅上这个人跟前的时候，他也拿到了一份东西。
And later, as he passed the man in the wheelchair, he also got some of this material.
所以他打开一看是福音单张。
And when he opened it, he saw that it was a gospel tract.
再看一下这个坐在轮椅上的弟兄，他原来不会讲话，他只能发出声音，这样啊啊这样把。就用这种声音把这个福音单张传给人。
And then he also realized that this man in the wheelchair was unable to speak.
所以当他打开这个福音单张的时候，
And so when our brother opened up this gospel tract,
圣灵重重地对他的心说话。
The Holy Spirit spoke heavily to his heart.
你看这位弟兄，他不会说话，他不能走路。
You look at this brother in the wheelchair who cannot walk or speak.
但他可以被神所用。
But he can be used by God.
他看看自己，年轻，健康。
And he saw himself young and healthy.
为什么不能被为神所用呢？
Why couldn't he be used by God?
所以后来，他成了一个全世界服侍神的人。
And so later, he became a full-time minister.
神在我们每个人身上都可以做这样奇妙的工作。
God can do such a miraculous work in each one of our lives.
我记得我信主之后几年参加了这个查经班的服侍。
I remember that after I became a Christian, for a few years, I attended this Bible study.
但是我性格里边一个非常大的弱点就是不敢在人面前讲话。
I had one great weakness in my character. I was afraid to speak in public.
所以很多年中间我都没有做过见证。
And so for many years, I never gave a testimony.
有一次我们那边有一次大传福音的机会。
Once we had a gospel conference time.
弟兄们说这次你一定要做见证。
And then the brothers told me, this time you need to give your testimony.
因为已经信主好几年了还没有做见证。
Because you have been a Christian for many years and you haven't given your testimony yet.
我自己心里面也觉得是应该是这样。
And in my heart, I felt that this was right.
但是我非常的惧怕。
But I was also very afraid.
所以我就来到神的面前祷告。
So then I prayed before God.
在那一个好几周中间，我天天在神的面前祷告。
And for many weeks, I came before the Lord every day.
直到神看见，让我看见主耶稣基督是这位全能的神。
Until God allowed me to see that Jesus Christ was this Almighty God.
他愿意为着救我降卑来到世上。
And in order to save me, he debased himself and came to this earth.
他在十字架上为我流血牺牲。
And he shed his blood on the cross for me.
并用他巧妙的手带领我的人生。
And with his miraculous hand guided my life.
他看见我在生活当中所有的各样的祝福。
I have received so many blessings in my life.
我就不能不放下自己，站起来为他做见证。
And so I couldn't help but to give up myself and testify.
这是一个性格的改变和突破。
And this is overcoming and changing the character.
当我站起来的时候，真的是觉得里边没有任何的惧怕，我自己都稀奇。
So when I finally stood up, I found that I had no fear at all, and also to my surprise.
神给我们每个人都有恩赐。
God has given each one of us gifts.
在马太福音第二十四章里边，主耶稣举到这样一个例子。
In Matthew chapter 24, there is this story.
说有人得了五千两，有人得了两千两，有人得了一千两。这个圣经故事大家都非常熟悉。
There were servants who received different amounts of talents, five, two, and one.
但是呢，他们对这从神那边所得的恩赐的处理的态度不一样。
But their attitude towards these talents were different.
这得了两千两和五千两的，他们都出去又赚了五千两和两千两。
The ones who had received the five and the two talents went out and gained five and two more.
所以我这里边特别要提醒和弟兄姐妹一起来读的就是马太福音第二十五章二十一节和二十三节。
And so I want to read with brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 25 verses 21 and 22.
第二十一节说，主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
Verse 21. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
第二十三节。主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
Verse 23. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things."
弟兄姐妹有没有注意到这两节经文的特点
？Do you see the characters of these two verses?
就是这两节经文是完全一样的。
They are identical.
给五千两这个奖励和两千两的奖励一样。
It's same for the one who received five talents, as one who received two.
并且神在里面说，在这不多的事情上有忠心。
And God said, "You were faithful with a few things."
但是很遗憾的，这里边还有一个人得了一千两。
Regrettably, there was the one who received one talent.
他不就把这一千两埋下了。
He was the one who buried his talent.
所以呢，这时候主人回来算账的时候
，So when the master came back to take account,
主人就说呢，要把这又懒又饿的仆人丢在外边。
He said, "You wicked, lazy slave, you will be thrown out."
并且他要在黑暗里边哀哭切齿。
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in the darkness.
所以这是一件非常严肃的事情。
So this is a very serious matter.
今天我们可能都是在神面前得那一千两的。
And perhaps today we have received one talent from God.
但是这并不重要。
This is not the important part.
重要的是我们在神面前有没有忠心。
What's important is whether we are faithful before God.
我们若是在神面前有忠心的，我们看见在神的眼里都是不多的事情。
If we are faithful before God, then these things that we do are but a few in God's eyes.
的确是这样，对于这位创造宇宙天地的神来讲，这些都是不多的事情。
And indeed, it is so for the God of the universe. These things are insignificant.
但是，若是我们能够忠心他的托付，我们就可以得到神的喜悦。
But if we are faithful to what He has entrusted, then he will reward us.
最后一点我要和弟兄姊妹分享一下，我们要在小事上忠心。
Another point I want to share with brothers and sisters is to be faithful in the small things.
在约翰福音第六章第九到第十三节。
In John, chapter 6,
九到十三节。
Verses 9 through 13.
这里边主耶稣做了一件奇妙的事情。
Jesus did a miraculous work.
第九节说呢，这里边有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two fish, but what are these for so many people?
这节经文的背景是他们许多人来到山上。
The background here is that many people gathered on a mountain.
耶稣就对他的门徒说，你们要给他吃的。
And there Jesus told his disciples that you need to feed these people.
腓力说，我们这只有二十两银子，怎么能够这么多人吃呢？
And Philip says, we only have 20 coins here. How can we feed this multitude?
又有一个门徒就是安德烈，就带了一个小孩。
And then Andrew brought the boy.
就是我们刚才读到这些经文，小孩有五个饼两个鱼。
And this is the boy who had five loaves and two fish.
在这节经文上，我自己也有一些就是渐进的学习。
And for myself, I've had some progressive understanding of this passage.
当我可能是第一次、第二次读到这节经文的时候
，Maybe the second or third time when I read this，
我就说哦，这个小孩带了五个大饼。
I thought, well, maybe these loaves were very large.
也许是两个大鱼。
And two large fish.
哦，这个我心里边想，这个饼真是够大的。
And in my, I thought, oh, these must have been huge loaves of bread.
后来在我这个读经当中，又回头读，又过了些年，我又读到这节经文。
And after a few years, I've come back to these verses.
我就读，哦，原来这里边说是五个大麦饼。
And it says it's five barley loaves.
原来没有讲到它的大小，只是说它的性质。
It didn't speak of a size.
后来再过几年，我又重新又有一次又一轮读经。
Then after a few more years, I've come back to this passage.
原来这一次呢，我是说要仔细的读圣经的每一句话，中英文对照来读。
And at that point, I wanted to compare the English and the Chinese to read very carefully.
那个时候我才发现啊，原来圣经讲到这个鱼，讲到这个饼的大小。
Then I realized that Bible actually does mention the size.
它是说五个小的大麦饼。
It's actually five small barley loaves.
两条小鱼。
Two small fish.
啊，我们人的思念常常我们想要大的事情。
And so often our thoughts are things that are great.
但是在神的手中。若是我们把这些小的事情放在神的手中，
But if we put these small things in God's hands,
他能成就大事。
Then he can accomplish great things.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这五个小的大麦饼，两条小鱼，五千人吃了之后，收起的零碎还剩下十二篮子。
Because the Bible tells us that after feeding 5,000, they still collected 12 basketfuls of food.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可能都像这个小孩。
Brothers and sisters, we are probably like this boy.
我们手里边有的大概就是五个小的大麦饼。
Maybe we have five small barley loaves in our hands.
看上去又小又粗糙。
And they're rough and small.
两条小鱼。
And two small fish.
但是若是我们把这些放在神的手中。
But if we place these in God's hands.
神就可以做奇妙的工作。
Then he can do a miraculous work.
所以在新的一年当中，
So in this new year,
为着得着神更丰盛的生命，
To gain a more abundant life in God,
用我们在这些生活的具体的操练上，
May we, in these practical matters of our life,
我们能够在神面前有忠心，
Be faithful before God.
我们一同在他面前读经祷告，
We read his word and pray before him.
也一同把我们自己放在他的手中。
And to place ourselves in His hands.
让我们能够成为他手中合用的器皿。
So that we can be a useful vessel in His hands.
让我们的生命在他里面得以建造。
So that our life can be built up in Him.
这就是我今天早上的交通，把事情交给曾弟兄。
My sharing this morning.
Thank you, 主，借着我们的弟兄。他把主的话语和自己的经历跟其他弟兄们的经历来激励我们。
We thank the Lord for the encouraging words from our brother through his own experiences and through the word.
We are
in the year 2012. And I believe this is a very important year. In our personal preparation. In our corporate preparation. It is a very crucial year.
弟兄姊妹们不把这些话当作是一番道理。
Let us not treat these words as just a teaching.
我们把它当作神今天要来激励我们的话语。
But rather as words of encouragement from God.
那我们在读经、在祷告、在侍奉上，在这一年都比去年更好。
In our Bible reading, our prayer life, and our service, may we improve from last year.
弟兄们给我的负担是在交通关于身体的生活。
And my sharing today is on the body life.
我们好不好一起来读几处的经文。
Let us first read some passages.
首先我们来读以弗所书第四章，以弗所书第一章。
First is Ephesians chapter 1.
第二十二和二十三节。
Verses 22 and 23.
以弗所书第一章第二十二和二十三节。
Ephesians 1:22 and 23.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
同一卷书第四章
Ephesians 4,
十五和十六节
verses 15 and 16.
以弗所书第四章第十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
4:15 But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
接着我们来看哥罗西书第二章。
Next is Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第二章第十九节。
Colossians 1 verse 19.
这段话本来是使徒保罗在提出哥罗西教会的错误。
Originally, this was Paul pointing out the wrongs of the church in Colossae.
当然我们今天把它用在正面的读法，所以我们那个不就不读了。
But now we will read it in its positive form.
第十九节，持定元首，全身既然靠着它筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Verse 19.Holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God.
最后一处是哥林多前书第十二章。
Lastly is 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们请读第十二和十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
First Corinthians 12:12. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many,are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
当我们讲身体的生活的时候，
When we speak of the body life,
我们必须要说为什么是身体。
We must ask why a body?
有人把教会看作是一个美丽的建筑物。
Some people see the church as a beautiful building structure.
有人可能认为它是另一列的社交的团体。
Other people see it as a social organization.
是一个有宗教性质的一个团体。
A group with a religious affiliation.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is Christ's body.
教会是一个生命体。
And it is a living body.
充满了生命。
It is full of life.
所以在使徒保罗所得的启示当中。
And so in the revelation of Apostle Paul.
他最专一的、最特别的托付就是要讲教会就是基督的身体。
Was entrusted to him was to speak on how the church is Christ's body.
使徒怎么得到这个意象的呢？
And how did our apostle receive this revelation?
从他自己的见证里面我们看见。
In his own testimony, we see.
乃是当他在那里逼迫教会、杀害基督徒的过程当中。
In the process of his persecution of the Christians.
有一次，他从耶路撒冷要往大马色去。
Once.He went from Jerusalem towards Damascus.
而且逮捕基督徒，要杀害他们。
To arrest the Christians and sentence them to death.
但主在大光中向他显现。
But the Lord revealed himself in a great light.
所以扫罗，他那时候他叫扫罗，他就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And at that time, his name was Saul. He asked, "Lord, who are you?"
主先跟他说话。主说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And in response,Lord answered, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
主先问他说，你为什么逼迫我？
So Lord asked him first, why do you persecute me?
那扫罗就回答说，
And then Saul responded.
他带着一个很震惊的心情回答。
He answered, very surprised.
主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
然后主就告诉他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Then the Lord answered,I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute.
扫罗是一个非常聪明的人。
Saul was a very intelligent man.
但是主这个回答呢，让他完全没有办法理解。
But our Lord's answer was, he did not understand our Lord's answer.
因为那个拿撒勒人耶稣，在前一段时间已经被杀，已经死了。
Because he knew that Jesus of Nazareth had already been hung on the cross and was dead.
我怎么能逼迫他呢？
How can I persecute him?
后来主启示他。
And then God revealed himself.
你逼迫这些信耶稣的人，就是逼迫了耶稣。
As you persecute these who believe in Jesus, you are also persecuting.
所以圣灵使他看见。
And so the Holy Spirit showed him.
原来基督和教会是一。
That actually,The church and Christ are one.
教会的头，身体的头在天上就是基督。
The head of the church, the head of this body, is Christ.
地上的众圣徒就是基督的身体。
And all the saints on earth is the body.
扫罗看见了一个宇宙人。
Paul saw this man of the universe.
这是对他一个巨大的启示。
It was a great revelation to him.
所以后来他在哥罗西书第一章二十四节这样说。
And then in Colossians, chapter 1 verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身中补满基督患难的缺欠。
Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body.Which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
保罗一生受尽非常多的痛苦。
Paul experienced much difficulty in his life.
可能我们很难找出比他受苦更多的人。
Perhaps it is hard to find one who has suffered more than Paul.
但他都受得甘心乐意。
But he suffered willingly.
为什么？
Why?
他在这里给我们的解答。
Here, he gives us an answer.
原来他正在与神同工，做一个荣耀的工作。
In reality, he was co-working with God, doing a glorious work.
就是要把教会建造成为基督的身体。
The work is to build the church into Christ's body.
并且当他在最后在亚基帕王面前做见证的时候
And near the end when he was testifying before King Agrippa
他说亚基帕王啊故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象
And he told the king that I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision
保罗他从头一天得到启示到他寻到的那一天忠心到底
From the day Paul received his revelation to the day that he was martyred, he was faithful to the end.
所以他就借着他的书信告诉众教会，教会乃是基督的身体。
And so, through his letters to the churches, he told of how Christ is the head of the church.
离开这个，那个见证都是不够的。
And apart from this, the testimony is incomplete.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
不仅有保罗这样的讲解
Not only did Paul explain this to us.
并且我们如果读《使徒行传》第二章
If we read Acts chapter 2.
啊，从有教会的起头
The beginning of the church.
我们看见那个身体的生活是何等的强，那个见证是何等的大
We see how strong the body life is.The testimony of the body life was.
当时那些信徒的人，他们不仅在一起聚会。
At that time, the Christians not only met together.
而且他们到一个地步，就是凡物共用。
They went to a point where they shared all of their possessions.
所有人把他自己的东西拿出来与人共享。
And so they brought out all their properties to share with everyone else.
那个千万富翁和一无所有的无家可归的人可以在一个神的家里面共享这些的财富
From the richest to the poorest they are able to enjoy of the Lord's abundance
保罗为了这个见证他把他的生命完全摆上去
And so for this testimony Paul gave up his life
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们怎么能知道我们在身体里
How do we know that we are in the body?
保罗在哥林多前书第十二章告诉我们说
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12
我们这些蒙恩得救的人
Those of us who have been saved by grace
我们都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体
We have been baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body
当初代教会120个人在那里祷告的时候
In the early churchWhen the 120 were praying together,
就在五旬节那一天，圣灵降临。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended,
把这120个个别的信徒浸成了一个基督的身体。
He baptized these 120 individuals into the body of Christ.
以后所有蒙恩得救的人也都被圣灵浸在这个身体的里面。
And from then on,The Holy Spirit baptized all believers into this body.
虽然我们得救是一个一个得救的。
So even though when we are saved, it is an individual salvation.
但是一旦得救，圣灵就把我们连在身体上。
But once we are saved, the Holy Spirit links us to this body.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
And I believe brothers and sisters also have this experience.
我们和另外一个弟兄姊妹完全不认识。
We may...Not know another brother or sister.
但是一旦我们知道他是主里面的一个弟兄或姊妹的时候
But once we find out that they are a brother or sister in Christ,
那个神的爱就在我们里面发动
Then God's love, is active in us.
在好几年前的一个礼拜六晚上
Many years ago on a Saturday night,
已经十点多快十一点了
It was almost 11 at night.
我去信箱拿了信回来。
I went to get my mail.
有一封信，我觉得特别宝贵，因为它不像那些商业的信。
I saw in mail there was a letter, and it wasn't a commercial letter.
有一个人用手写的一封信。
Someone had handwritten this letter.
我就迫不及待把它打开来看。
And so I opened it.
是一位弟兄从中国来。
It was from a brother from China.
他在寻找神的家。
He was looking for God's house.
他信里面说，弟兄，我在美国非常的孤单。
And in the letter he said, I'm very lonely in America.
我要找一个神的家去聚会。
I want to find a house of God to meet in.
那封信我一直把它保存着。
And I kept that letter.
当天晚上，虽然很晚了， 但是我也顾不得他有没有在睡觉，我就打电话给他。
And so even though it was late that night, I still called him.
第二天早晨就有弟兄姊妹去接他来聚会。
That morning, some brothers and sisters brought him to church.
从那一天开始
，And from that day on,
我们的弟兄在神的家中尽他的功用。
That brother, served his function in God's house.
不仅和我们一同聚会，并且照着神所给他的恩赐侍奉神。
Not only did he meet with us, he also served the Lord.
这次我们有个弟兄从德国来。
This time there was a brother who came from Germany.
他在会所的电话机上面留了个言，说他周末要来西雅图。
He left a message on the church answering machine that he was to come to Seattle this weekend.
我们根本跟他不认识。
And at that time, we did not know who he was.
地方又那么远。
And it was so far away.
但是听到弟兄的留言。
But when I heard the voicemail,
我知道他来寻找教统。
I knew that he was seeking fellowship.
我知道他不仅是一个信主的人，并且是一个爱主的人。
And I knew that he was not only a believer, but also one who loved God.
我就赶紧跟他回 email.
And so I emailed him.
我们弟兄就按着他说的时候来到西雅图。
And so according to plan, he came to Seattle.
从来没有见过面。
I had never seen him before.
在肉身上我们根本没有什么关系。
And there was no relation at all.
但是因着在基督里。
But because of Christ.
在一个身体里。
In Christ's body.
我们一见到他真的就爱他。
Once I met him, there was a love there.
身体是何等的实际。
This body is a true reality.
我们不再是个别的基督徒。
We are not individual Christians.
前几天有一个弟兄和他的家人离开这里回大陆去。
A few days ago, a brother with his family returned to China.
那天早晨，有些弟兄姊妹去送他一起祷告。
And that morning, some brothers and sisters went to send him off, and to pray with them.
我们的弟兄和他的妻子泪流满面。
And our brother and his wife, shed many tears.
我们所有去送他的弟兄姊妹也是泪流满面。
And all of the brothers and sisters that went to send them off also shed tears.
非常的奇妙。
This is very amazing.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在身体里。
Brothers and sisters, we are in one body.
我们有同一位天父。
And we have one heavenly Father.
同一位主。
One Lord.
同一个圣灵。
One Holy Spirit.
在同一个身体的里面。
In one body.
我们共同分享了同样一个荣耀的盼望。
And we share in this one glorious hope.
今天到了第二十一世纪。
Today in the 21st century,
似乎头一世纪那个荣耀的见证已经不太那么明显。
Perhaps the testimony from that first century church is no longer apparent.
但是圣灵尽心竭力的工作，要恢复那个见证。
But the Holy Spirit is working hard to recover this testimony.
主呼召我们。
And so God calls us
来活出身体的生活。
To live out this body life.
什么是身体的生活？
And what is the body life?
就是你看自己是一个活的肢体，并且活在其中，这个就是身体的生活。
It is that we see ourselves as a living member of this body.
必须是活的。
We need to be alive.
必须是生命的。
To have life.
这个才是一个身体的生活。
That is the body life.
在以弗所书第四章十五节那里说
，In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15,
要过这个身体的生活。
It says that we need to live this body life.
首先是在爱心中说诚实话。
To begin, we speak the truth in love.
或者是说在爱中来讲真理。
Or to say, To speak the truth in love.
或者是说来爱在爱中来持守真理。
Or in other words, to hold on to the truth in love.
我们知道关乎真理的见证这是要求是很高是很绝对的。
We know that testimony of this body is a high revelation.
所以必须充满了爱来讲这些真理才不会伤害人。
And so only through love only when we speak these truths through love do we not hurt others.
所以当保罗在哥林多前书第十二章讲的身体之后
So when Paul spoke of the body in Corinthians
他在第十三章就讲爱。
In chapter 13, he spoke of love.
我们常常把那个爱篇拿来在结婚聚会里面讲。
And often we take that chapter to use in weddings.
但保罗不是为了结婚聚会写那个。
But Paul did not write that chapter for weddings.
他是为了基督身体的建立而写的那个爱篇。
But rather, it was to establish the body of Christ that he wrote.
就当我们被神的爱所充满，活在这样的爱中的时候，这个身体才得着建立。
Only when we are filled with God's love and can live out this love can we build up Christ's body.
所以第一个基础是爱。
And so the first foundation is love.
其次我们要看见三个关系。
And we also see three relationships.
第一个是我和元首基督的关系。
The first relationship is that of me and Jesus as the head.
其次是看到我和身体的关系。
Next is to see the relationship between me and the body.
第三个是我和其他肢体的关系。
And third is to see the relationship between me and that of other members of the body.
这三个关系如果我们看见了。
If we see these three relationships,
并且我们顺服的这个来活着。
And we can obey under this.
我们就能够过一个正常的身体的生活。
Then we can live a normal body life.
首先使徒告诉我们说凡事长进，连于元首基督。
And so Paul says that in all things we grow together under the head.
所以讲到说，我们在每一个方面都要长，而且呢是长进基督的里面去。
And so it means that in all matters we are to grow and to grow in Christ.
所以我们必须一直的连于我们的元首基督。
So we all need to.Be always connected to Christ, our head.
那么哥罗西书进一步告诉我们说，我们必须以他为元首，我们要持定他做元首。
Colossians goes further by saying that we need to hold on to him as the head.
所以不仅是生命跟他相连了。
So not only is our life connected to him,
并且我们顺服在他的权柄底下。
But we submit under his authority.
当我们作为一个肢体肯顺服头的时候。
When as a member we can obey the head,
我们就是一个活的肢体。
Then we are a living member.
但是如果我们不顺服元首的时候，
But if we are disobedient to the head,
就如同我们身上某一部分的肢体头不能指挥它的时候，
It is as if the head is unable to direct a member of the body.
那么那个肢体呢，不是瘫痪的，就是死的。
That means that member is either paralyzed or dead.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
我们顺不顺服我们的元首？
Do we obey the head?
我们听不听他的话？
Do we listen to him?
这就决定我们今天的生命是活的还是死的。
This decides whether our life is living or dead.
什么地方有权柄，什么地方就有生命。
Where there is authority, there is life.
什么地方有悖逆，什么地方就遇见死亡。
Where there is rebellion, there you will meet death.
我跟弟兄姊妹稍微讲一点点的见证。
I want to share a little testimony with brothers and sisters.
在好多年前，当我们还在 Pullman 读书的时候
，Many years ago when I was still studying in Pullman,
有一个初信的弟兄
，There was a new believer.
有天晚上非常的着急，整夜没有睡觉。
This brother was very anxious and did not sleep at night.
一直到早晨五点钟的时候
，Until 5 a.m.
因为他妻子一夜没回来。
Because his wife had not returned yet,
他跪在那祷告。
He prayed before God.
主啊，我是一个刚刚信你的弟兄。
He said, Lord, I am a new believer.
我今天遇到这样大的难处。
And today, I experienced such difficulty.
我不知道你有多真实。
And I don't know yet how truthful you are, how real you are.
你有多爱我。
Or how much you love me.
我向你求。
I'm asking you.
你如果在六点多钟的时候让英美这边打电话给我
If you can let Sister Deborah call me around 6 a.m.
我就知道你爱我
Then I know that you love me
一个刚刚信主的弟兄
A brother that just believed
一个很单纯的请求
A very simple request
圣灵就在我家做工
Holy Spirit worked at my place
英美在晨更的时候
When my wife wasdoing her morning devotions.
圣灵感动他说要打电话给这个弟兄。
Holy Spirit moves her to call this brother.
但是大概我们一般人都不会在六点多打电话给人家。
And I think under normal circumstances, you wouldn't call someone at 6 a.m.
但是因为那个感动很清楚，所以就打了。
But because the urging was very strong, Sister Deborah called.
弟兄接到这个电话就哭了。
And when the brother received this call, he started to cry.
才把他的心事讲出来。
And so he spoke with Sister Deborah.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
有很多的肢体有需要。
Many members are in need.
但是我们能不能顺服元首给我们的感动去帮助呢
？Are we able to listen to the head to help these members?
其次，我们要看我们和身体的关系。
And next, we want to see our relationship to the body.
圣经说，全身都靠它联络的合适。
Bible says that the entire body is held together.
这个身体被联络的非常的非常的完美，非常的合适。
It is held together very completely.
所以我们和这个身体之间有一个交通的关系。
And so we have this relationship, this communication with the body.
交通是什么意思呢？
What is this fellowship?
交通就是得供应。
Fellowship is to be supplied.
这好比我们身上的血液系统。
It is like the circulation, circulatory system in our body.
身体各部分所需要的营养、氧气是借着血液系统把它带到那里去的。
All the oxygen and nutrients that our body needs is supplied by our blood.
所以我们需要和身体有交通。
And so we need to have fellowship with the body.
所以主为什么要叫我们聚会？
So why does the Lord ask us to meet?
我们的聚会当中我们就有交通。
Because during our meetings we have fellowship.
我们跟我们的弟兄姊妹在平时我们也可以有交通。
And outside of the meetings we can also fellowship with brothers and sisters.
有交通才有生命。
Only with fellowship is there life.
没有交通生命会枯萎会死亡。
Without fellowship, this life will wither and die.
所以是需要我们敞开我们的心胸，愿意和我们的弟兄姊妹们来往，和他们有交通。
And so we open up our arms to welcome brothers and sisters in fellowship.
那么其次，我看到我们和肢体的关系。
And third, we look at our relationship with the members of the body.
这是说百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And so it says there are many members, but they all come together to, as one.
所以我们和自己的关系呢就是我们去服侍他们。
And so our relationship to the other members is that we serve them.
我们一边得着供应，我们一边也去服侍去供应人。
On one hand we are supplied, but we also give in return.
这样就把身体的生活建立起来。
That way we build up the body, the life of the body.
因为时间的关系我只能简单的说。
And due to time, I will share simply.
当我们每位弟兄姊妹都这样来生活的时候
，When brothers and sisters can live this way,
使徒告诉我们说，便叫身体渐渐增长。
Apostle Paul tells us that this body will grow.
基督的生命是借着这样的运行在长大的。
The life of Christ uses this to be manifest.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常都弄错了。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we have it incorrect.
我们觉得哪里讲道讲的好听，查经查的有规律，我们就说我们去那里得点的这个讲解，得点帮助。
Perhaps we feel, if the sermon at this place is very good, then I can go there to gain something.
我不是说那样都没有好处。
I'm not saying that is all incorrect.
但是如果因为那样而牺牲了神给我们这个地方性身体的聚集和交通
But if we pursue after that to the detriment of the fellowship in this body
那我们就损失惨重
Then we have much loss
当生命在每一个肢体上增加的时候
When the life increases in each member
整个身体的基督的成分也增加了
Then the Christ's content of this body also increases.
这是教会真实的建造。
And this is the true building of the church.
所有离开基督生命的都不是真正在建造教会。
All who leave the life of Christ are not building this body.
所以当我们这样来建造的时候
And so when we build together like this,
使徒说我们就在爱中建立自己。
Paul tells us that in love we are building up ourselves.
所以身体的建造从爱开始。借着爱来完成。
And so through love, the body is built up. And through love, this work is completed.
以弗所书第四章这段话。
In Ephesians, this passage we read earlier,
在旧约圣经里面就是用诗篇第133篇来说明的。
There is an equivalent passage in Psalms,
133.
Psalm 133.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard of Aaron, coming down upon the edges of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing,Life forevermore.
当我们肯这样来追求身体的生活，
When we are willing to pursue after the body life,
贵重的膏油就从主耶稣降到身体，达到每一个肢体。
Then the precious oil will be anointed through Christ and onto the body.
使我们成为油脂，
So that we can become sons of oil.
在我们全身是油的时候呢，如果跟人家相碰，那个摩擦力小一点。
And if our whole body is covered in oil, then there is less friction.
如果我们全身很粗糙的话呢，这一摩擦可能就皮破血流。
If we're very rough, then even a little bit of friction will cause much damage.
我们需要那贵重的油从头浇到我们身上。
So we need this precious oil to be anointed on us.
然后又像黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
And it's also like the dew of Hermon coming upon Mount
Zion. 甘露的降临来滋润生命。
This dew nourishes the life.
永远的生命。
Eternal life,
丰盛的生命
abundant life,
是借着神从天而降的甘露来滋润的。
It is a heavenly dew from God to nourish the life.
这也是借着圣灵的工作。
And this is also through the work of the Holy Spirit for the church.
所以在十八世纪的时候
，In the 18th century,
有摩尔维亚的弟兄会。
There were the brothers in Moravia.
他们为弟兄相爱、弟兄合一做了一个美丽的见证。
They gave a good testimony for brotherly love and living together in unity.
原先他们都是受逼迫，从各宗各派跑到那里去避难的。
Originally, these people were all persecuted, and they gathered at this place for safety.
但是在主饼杯做主的前面，大家悔改。
But before the bread and cup, everyone repented.
把个人所有的差异和背景统统放下来。
And they gave up all their differences and their backgrounds.
在基督里边相爱合一。
And in Christ, they had love and unity.
他们把福音传到地极。
And they spread God's word.
他们有一百年，一天24小时不止息的祷告，强的见证。
Their testimony of over 100 years, every day praying 24 hours.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们来到2012年。
We are at year 2012.
主回来日子近了。
The Lord's return is near.
圣灵现在最重要的工作就是建造基督的身体。
The most important work of the Holy Spirit is to build Christ's body.
来作为基督的心腹。
To become the bride of Christ.
来迎接主的回来。
And to welcome the Lord's return.
这个荣耀的旨意怎样来完成？
How can this glorious will be completed.
只有我们肯过身体的生活，这个旨意才能够成就。
Only when we are willing to live this body life can this will be fulfilled.
所以最后第三个点。
And my last and third point.
为了这个见证。
For this testimony.
第一，我们要奉献身体当活祭。
We ought to first offer up ourselves.
我们愿意舍弃我们个人的自由。
We give up our freedom.
为了身体能够成就。
So that the body can be complete.
奉献身体当活祭。
To offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
个人的身体舍下的时候，基督的身体就出现了。
When we give up ourselves, then the life of Christ is manifest.
第二个，我们敞开我们自己和弟兄姊妹们有交通。
Second, we open up ourselves to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
第三，我们愿意做众人的仆人。
And third, we are willing to be servants to all.
任何时候主有差遣，我们就去。
Whenever the Lord has a calling, we will go.
把我们的所有愿意与人来分享。
So we can share our possessions with others.
这样神的家就得到了建立。
In this way, God's house will be built.
基督的见证就得到彰显。
And the testimony of Christ is manifest.
虽然时间已经比较迟了，但是我还想和大家唱诗篇133篇。
I would like to sing Psalm 133 again with brothers and sisters.
我们希望圣灵在133篇所说的也能够临到我们。
We desire that what is spoken in this psalm can also happen in our lives.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
让神那永远的生命丰盛的生命所命定的福降临到他的教会。
So that the eternal and abundant life of God can be given to his church.
请 Helen 帮我们起个音。好，起来。
和那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦头上，流到牧区又流到他一起，又好比黑门的甘露将罪是安葬，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
一起起立好吗？再唱一次。
One more time。
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦头上，流到牧只有流到他一起，又好比黑门的甘露将在是安葬，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
我们有点祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
谢谢你来拯救我们。
Thank you for saving us.
你不仅救我们脱离了地狱。
Not only did you save us from hell.
你更是要让我们进入基督的身体。
More importantly, you want us to enter Christ's body.
你要把我们洗得洁净。
You want to clean us.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
To be a blameless without fault.
对，完全改变成为你的形象。
And to be changed into your image.
好，叫我们能够与你相配。
So that we can be paired with you.
主啊，感谢你借着弟兄们给我们的交通。
Lord, thank you for the sharing from the brothers.
让我们新的一年。
In this new year.
在读经的生活上。
In our Bible life.
祷告的生活上。
Our prayer life.
侍奉的生活上。
Our service life.
身体的生活上。
And our body life.
都能够比前一年更长进。
May we improve.From last year,
生命更长进
to be improved in our life,
能够连于元首基督
so that we can be linked to,
能够活在身体的里面
that we can live in this body,
能够彼此相助
so that we can supply one another,
彼此相爱
and to love one another,
彼此合一
and to be united.
主啊，愿你成就你的旨意
Lord, may you accomplish your will.
今日呼召我们
Today call us
进入身体的生活
to enter into the body life,
把我们的身体献上当作活祭
so that we can offer ourselves to living sacrifice,
敞开我们自己接纳弟兄姊妹
to open ourselves up to welcome brothers and
sisters, 除去我们所有的嫌隙
to take away all of our shortcomings,
把我们众人合成一个身体
and to unite all of us into one body,
叫基督得着荣耀
so that Christ can be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.